This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride. We've got an excellent hour lined up for you. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be telling you about some of the big unveilings at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. Specifically, this hour is focused on Ford and Lincoln. Both brands made some serious news there, and we have three different guests scheduled to be with us, but it's a lot of information to get in. We could easily do an hour each with all three different gentlemen, but we're going to kick it off, hopefully, by talking to the marketing manager for Lincoln, which made some big news at the show. Then we're going to talk to the chief program engineer for the all-new Ford Explorer. And finally, we'll spend a half an hour, the latter half of this hour, telling you all about the Shelby GT500 Mustang with its chief functional engineer. So all of you gearheads, listen up and get ready for some real cool stuff as he tells us about the Shelby GT500 and the Predator engine, which resides in its engine bay. Speaking of the Shelby GT500, this happens every year for charity out at Barrett Jackson's auction in Scottsdale, Arizona. They've done it before with Corvettes and with Mustangs and with Hellcats, but this time around, for charity, they auctioned off the rights to the number one serial number Shelby GT500, and it fetched more than $1 million. Of course, it's a tax write-off for somebody as they get to donate to a very great cause or charity, and at the same time get a little token of appreciation, that being the Shelby GT500. No pricing information was announced so far on the Shelby GT500, and we'll be talking with Ed a little later on in this hour. But right now, we welcome the chief program engineer for the Ford Explorer. It's my pleasure to welcome Bill Gubing to Auto World. Bill, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, this is big news since its debut. I can't believe 1991 was the year for the first Explorer. And now at the Detroit/North American International Auto Show, you have taken the wraps off a all-new Explorer. Tell us a little bit about the initial reaction and your own personal thoughts.
Sure, absolutely. Well, this is our sixth generation Explorer, and we have 7.7 million Explorers that we've sold. It's an absolutely amazing car. This will be the 2020 model year Ford Explorer, and it is ground up new. Everything from the platform, we've changed it to rear-wheel drive. We put an amazing body on the side of the car. It really looks sporty and fast and lean. And so far, the reaction has been absolutely outstanding. Everyone at the show loved it. It looks great, and we're really excited to show up to customers.
It's never easy reinventing an iconic nameplate like the Explorer, but I wasn't able to attend the show, but from what I've seen in pictures and in video form, you're absolutely right on the money, Bill. This is definitely a step up for Explorer and for the brand, and I'm glad to see personally the shift towards a rear drive platform. Tell us a little bit more about that shift. What were some of the reasons behind you deciding to go to a rear-drive platform?
Sure. Well, we knew if we changed the engine back to forward to back in the car, that would really free up the designers to allow them to shorten the front and rear overhang. and give it that new athletic stance on it. Secondly, it allowed us to stretch the wheelbase a little bit so we could put some more space in between the first and second row seats and then the second and third row seats. And the reason for that was really to help a big car feel big on the inside as well. Right, so we have a little more space in between the rows. It makes it for a more comfortable seating position. And then the third reason for the all-new platform and the rear-wheel drive was really around capability, where we knew if we designed for all of our powertrains right out the gate on a new platform, we even included electrification in those designs, we could increase the overall capability of the car, making it stiffer and stronger, and give our customers some even more capability from towing to driving dynamics to you name it. And it's an all-new platform, ground-up design, really focused around the customer.
Excellent. Going into the project, what were some of the other things that you guys wanted to do with this generation of the Explorer? It seems like you've raised the bar across the board and incorporated a lot of driver safety features and comfort and convenience features as well. But tell us a little bit about what the team had in mind when you first started out work on the project.
Yeah, well, the core of Explorer, the team that's really been focused on this customer and this brand, has now been together for nearly a decade, solely focused on the customer and this Explorer brand. And we've been through online forums, we've been through focus group studies, we've been through reading customer verbatims, you know, even watching them as they are at the gas station or at the side of the soccer field, really focusing on how our customers use this car and what's utmost important to them. And we call that human-centered design. And we have gone through the entire car from the ground up, meticulously recrafting every little detail in the car to make it just perfect for them. You know, one of the huge bits of driver assistance technologies that we've added to this car as standard is the Ford Co-Pilot 360 package. All right, and that gives you automatic emergency braking, gives you the blind spot warning system, gives you lane keeping system, gives you a rear view camera with a washer, and then auto high beams and auto headlamps. Right? And that's just the foundation for our Ford Co-Pilot 360. A real nice package of driver assistance technology.
Yeah, that certainly is cutting edge and certainly brand leading, having all that equipment in one package. That's fantastic. And tell us a little bit more about some of the goals that you had for the interior of the vehicle. What kind of experience did you want to provide the Explorer owner with?
I think a lot of it goes back to that big car on the outside also feeling big and spacious on the inside. And that led us to repositioning the seats, as I mentioned to you earlier, redesigning the center console. We went to a rotary shifter to allow better hand access to the large media bin in front of it. We redesigned the cup holders, paid a lot of attention to small item storage. We standardized our 8-inch touchscreen to give the whole center cockpit a more luxurious and technical feel to it. Then we even added a 10.1-inch screen as optional for our real techie customers. We put in a great B&O audio 980-watt sound system in our ST and our Platinum models for that really enjoy the drive experience. But, you know, one of the neat features that really hits home for me is, you know, I have three young kids. We redesigned the entry system for the second row and how those seats move. So we called it easy entry seats. And it allows even my young child at 5 years old to be able to push the release button. The back of the seat tips. It automatically slides forward. She can get in and out of the car by herself. And, you know, it makes her proud that she did it all by herself. And, you know what, I didn't have to get out of the driver's seat to get back there and help her get in and out. So, you know, it's those little details
sure.
That will make a big difference to our customers.
Well, that's great. Being the father of an 8-year-old, I know exactly what you're talking about. We'll continue to tell everybody about the world's best-selling SUV since 1991, the Ford Explorer. It's all new for 2020. That's all straight ahead right here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thanks so much for being here. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the one you're listening to right now, as well as around the world via GCNLive.com. We're telling you about a big story. It's the global debut of the 2020, you have to get used to saying that, Ford Explorer. It's all new, and we are joined by the chief program engineer for the Explorer, Bill Gubing, who's told us about a switch to a rear drive platform, told us about all the the great safety features and the driver's 360 package. And Bill, you mentioned the ST. This is one that I definitely want to talk to you about. Tell our listeners a little bit more about this very sporting rendition of the all-new Explorer.
So new for this year is our Explorer ST. It's powered by a 3-liter twin turbocharged EcoBoost V6 engine that puts out 400 horsepower, 415 pounds of torque. It is certainly performance tuned. It's got a 10-speed automatic transmission. It has a sport mode. It has enhanced sound, quicker shifting, faster pedal response, unique sport steering and suspension. Awesome looking 21-inch wheels with some bright red calipers available. On the exterior, it's got a unique grille. It's got some quad exhaust. On the inside, it's got a flat bottom steering wheel, some really nice accent stitching and appliques.
Cool.
You know, it's designed to be that getaway. And after you drop your kids off at school, it allows you to reward yourself as you take that drive into work on the back roads and open her up and see what she can do, per se.
That sounds fantastic. And let's talk a little bit more about electrification and hybrids as well. Tell us a little bit about Ford's commitment to electrification in the Explorer lineup.
Certainly also new for us this year, the first time we're putting a hybrid in the Explorer. And to be able to design the platform with electrification in mind right out the gate was absolutely a nice strategic advantage for us. We were able to package the battery underneath the floor of the car, and it has absolutely zero intrusion into the passenger space. So gone are the days of having this big chunky battery inside your car taking up your cargo space. You know, this package is what we call a no-compromise hybrid. It doesn't impact your ground clearance. It doesn't impact your cargo space. And it actually, in our case, increases your towing capacity up to 5,000 pounds of towing. That's about 1,500 pounds more than, say, the Toyota Highlander hybrid has. So it's a really nice no-compromise. It drives like a step-up engine. It's a great package. You're going to love. We're targeting 500 miles of range with this.
Oh, that's fantastic, Bill. And how soon out of the gate will the hybrid variant of the Explorer be launched? And tell us a little bit more about that, if you can.
Yep. All of our variants will actually will launch at the same time, and they'll all be sitting in showrooms waiting for you in the middle of the summer.
Perfect. Bill Gubing is with us, Chief Program Engineer for the Explorer. If you are an Explorer owner and would like to talk to the Chief Program Engineer for the all-new 2020 model year, we'd love to hear from you at our toll-free number, 855-660-4261, or you can shoot me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com, and we'll pass them along to Bill. Certainly for you, Bill, being part of that team that's been together for quite some time, I'm sure there's just a tremendous amount of pride among you and the folks that brought this vehicle to market. What was that moment like at Kobo when the wraps came off? What was the feeling?
It was so exciting. The adrenaline was flowing through all of us. To see the car, to see people's reactions, was just absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, a car is most people's second largest purchase in their life. You know, second only to to a house or a home. And you know, to see that joy that it brought those people that were there, and to hear the reaction so far, really was very rewarding. And know that all of our hard work and commitment to this customer is going to pay off.
Great. Has any pricing information been announced, or will that come down the road?
On our entry level, we've done an awesome job keeping the price nice and low. It's only going to go up about $400 on that entry model. And for that $400, you'll get that Co-Pilot 360 that I mentioned earlier. You'll get the 8-inch touchscreen. You'll get standard power liftgate, which is a really nice feature, one of our most popular features on the car. You'll get extended range, automatic climate control inside the car. USB ports, those easy entry seats are standard as well. So a real nice host of standardized content for the small price increase.
Excellent. And under the hood, what will be the powertrain?
So our entry powertrain is a 2.3-liter EcoBoost turbocharged engine. That now puts out 300 horsepower, 310 foot-pounds of torque. From there, you would step up to the hybrid, and then after that, you would step up to that that 3-liter twin-turbo EcoBoost engine that's under the hood for the ST and our top-of-the-line luxury series, the Platinum.
Outstanding. I love this line that was used at the show, an explorer for every adventure.
That's right. Yep, and we like to say it is packed full of adventure-ready technology as well. I tell you, you know, if I could just tell you about a quick one, our intelligent cruise control system that comes in our Copilot 360 Plus. This cruise control system not only automatically adjusts your speed as you come up on another car, but it can take you all the way down to stop and go traffic and automatically adjust for you. But then it also uses its camera to read the speed signs. So as
go
in and out of maybe like a school zone or a construction zone, with the intelligent adaptive cruise, it'll automatically adjust your speed down to the speed limit sign. So hopefully that can save you a visit from your local friendly officer.
That's fantastic. And the entire Explorer lineup is set to roll out of Ford's big Chicago assembly plant. And, of course, next up on the agenda here in North America is the Chicago International Auto Show. So Ford will be showing off the Explorer there, but that's something great to be able to say here for model year 2020 that they're all coming out of the big Chicago plant.
Absolutely. Designed in America, built in America, something we're definitely proud of. It's a great assembly plant, a lot of hardworking people, and we're really proud that we can build it there.
You mentioned that the hybrid variant doesn't really let you force you to give up any compromise anything, certainly with 500 plus horsepower worth of range. That's certainly something that is to be applauded. And then down the road, the electrification, if we do see an all electric variant of the Explorer, that will be really cool as well. I got so many things to ask you, Bill. We're going to put it in neutral here for a moment, and we'll wrap up on the other side. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Is President Trump willing to further negotiate with Democrats over reopening the government? After the president's public message yesterday offering more temporary protection for certain people in the country illegally, Fox News Sunday's Chris Wallace asked Vice President Mike Pence if there can be more changes in the president's plan.
American people want us to work together to resolve these issues.
But you say that work together, does that mean that you're willing to negotiate from what the president said, or is that the final offer?
The legislative process is a negotiation.
Trump has said he won't back down from his
insistence on funding for a wall. A major winter storm continues to create travel nightmares and a risk of power outages in the northeastern United States, with an ice storm across southern New England and feet of snow to the north. AccuWeather reports the storm will not last more than 18 to 24 hours anywhere, but it is hitting hard and fast. The storm will progress quickly from west to east across the region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're talking about a world debut at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. It's the 2020 Ford Explorer, and Bill Gubing, the chief program engineer for the Explorer, is with us, and we've been talking about the hybrid variant. And this pairs a 3.3-liter gasoline engine into a more efficient Atkinson cycle with a single electric motor, 318 horsepower, 336 pound-feet of torque through a 10-speed automatic transmission. And the system relies on a liquid-cooled 1.5-kilowatt lithium-ion battery, which will offer a few miles of all-electric driving, according to engineers. Tell us a little bit about the liquid-cooled aspect of the battery. Is this something that's very commonplace in hybrids, Bill, or is this a Ford first?
To get the most out of the battery pack, it is beneficial to cool it and keep its temperature stable. So we knew we wanted to get the most we could out of that battery pack because that driving range was so important to us. So we added that cooling feature to keep that component stable for us. As I mentioned earlier, that 500 miles of range is really the goal, right? That eliminates all of that that annoyance of having to get gas all the time at the pump. But the overall hybrid engine uses a single e-motor, as we call it, or electric motor, and we use that right in line with our torque converter to put added torque into the overall powertrain or gear train of the system. And that's really what makes it drive like an enhanced engine or a step-up engine, because it gives you that torque boost right through your normal transmission, right all the way to your wheels. It makes it just that little extra punch off the line, and gives it a nice experience.
Tell our listeners around North America about the Terrain Management Control System. This is great for foul weather as well as for those folks who are truly going to take their Explorer off-road.
Oh, it is so cool. It's a little knob right on the center console, called selectable drive modes and terrain management. And that allows you to switch between normal mode. It has an eco mode that gives you the most mileage for your fuel. It has a sport mode when you want to get a little racy. And then conditions like slippery to change the way the car drives on slippery conditions or deep snow and sand to, again, change the overall engine profile, the steering profile, and to really optimize the brakes for those conditions as well. It allows the driver to take better control and command across all weather conditions and all terrain conditions, and really makes driving this car a fun thing to do.
And speaking of that, the ST, which is the performance model, wasn't a last-minute add-on that you guys decided, well, let's put a sporty vehicle into the mix. I understand right from day one you were planning the ST.
We sure were. So we're off. We're taking advantage of the success of today's Explorer Sport, and we involved our Ford performance team and really took the sport to a new level. Now to the ST. Increased its horsepower, increased its braking capacity, increased the overall sportiness and response of the vehicle while still maintaining a classy and upscale look to the vehicle. It's a really fine balance here, right? It's not intended to be a race car. We like it to be effortless acceleration. And when you get on that on-ramp and you put your foot down, you are just gone, right? It's smooth, it's quick, it's fast. You know, there's no question if you're going to be faster than the guy in the lane next to you, is your merger or not. It is just effortless and enjoyable.
That is so cool. And during the break, I had the opportunity to check out the 21-inch aluminum wheels and those really cool bright red brake calipers. And that makes a wonderful package and certainly is quite a styling statement.
They sure do look cool on the side of the car, I got to admit.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you have any questions for our very special guest, Bill, and he can help you out because he is the chief program engineer for the Explorer, and he is telling us all about this 2020 model. Let's talk about attention to aerodynamics. Was that also very much high on the priority list when you guys were designing this all-new Explorer?
Absolutely. Aerodynamics is a very critical part to our overall fuel economy and range. We even run something that we call an air curtain. That if you look at the front of the vehicle, right alongside the fog lamp, there's a little air intake opening right next to the fog lamp. And that takes high-pressure air off of the front nose of the car and then ducts it right around to where the front wheels are. So it kind of blows a curtain of air over the front wheels. And what that does is that reduces the aerodynamic drag of the front wheels and makes the car just slick and streaming through the airstream a little bit better. So it's little tricks like that that make a big difference in the overall aerodynamics of the vehicle.
And that's really cool stuff. I've said it a million times, but it is so true as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we truly are living in the golden age of vehicles, and this 2020 Explorer is certainly proof of that. You guys have definitely hit it out at the park with this latest sixth generation, and we're going to see it once again sometime this summer, Bill?
Yep, absolutely. It'll be in showrooms midsummer. And all of the models will be there at the same time. You know, my personal favorite so far is the all-new Lucid Red ST, where it has an awesome red color on the side of the car paired with those black wheels and the red calipers. I think it just looks outstanding, and I think you're going to love to see it on the road.
Absolutely. Well, Bill, I want to thank you very much for your time here today, and I'll tell you what, down the road we'll get you back on the air, and after I've had a chance to check it out in person, love to get you back for a return visit.
Absolutely, I'd love to. I can't wait for you to see it in person and get behind the wheel. You know, every time I do, it's always exciting, so I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy the experience as well.
I certainly will. Bill, thank you so much for your time here today.
Thanks, and I'll talk to you soon.
Great. Bill Grubing, the Chief program engineer for the Explorer, and boy, does that sound like a great model for model year 2020. Another interesting unveiling was held from the folks at the Lincoln Motor Company, the luxury lineup from Ford, the luxury car maker, and there's some news on the SUV front and crossover front as there should be, but one of the things that really took everybody's surprise, everybody was taken by surprise by the introduction of a special anniversary model honoring 60 years of coach doors, and they're only going to build 80 of these Lincoln Continental coach door editions. And that would be for the 2019 model year, and they will continue to build an unspecified number of coach door additions for the 2020 model year. But Lincoln is very much on a roll these days as sales are going extremely well for the Nautilus, which is the replacement for the MKX. That vehicle has got certainly some great sales figures behind it. We also have other vehicles in the Ford SUV and crossover lineup doing so well. It was just last year that the Ford Navigator was named the North American Sport Utility of the Year, and that certainly is a great thing to keep in mind if you're in the market for a really cool SUV. We'll take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the Mustang. Yes, the ultimate Mustang, the Shelby GT500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy?
I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. Well, we're up to the vehicle I've been dying to talk to you about. This is my favorite vehicle unveiled at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. It was the world debut of the Shelby GT500 Mustang. And to tell us all about it, we'll kind of whet your appetite and get this gentleman or another Mustang representative on for a full hour, because there's that much to talk about. But we welcome Ed Krenz, who is the chief functional engineer for the Shelby GT500 Mustang. Ed, thank you very much for your time, and how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. It was my favorite car at the show as well.
No question about it. And this is a history-making car in that this is the most powerful production Mustang to roll off a factory assembly line. It's true, there have been some tuners, you know, who have done some stuff, the Roushes and the Salines and the Shelby folks out in Las Vegas. But there's nothing like getting it right from the factory, right off the showroom floor. And I understand this vehicle is going to pack in excess of 700 horsepower.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Supercharged 5.2-liter engine, 700-plus horsepower. We're still working in the labs, trying to get every horsepower we can out of it. So we'll let you guys know the final number as soon as we have it.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the goals that you had for this vehicle. I understand that, of course, right now you've got its sibling, the Shelby GT350, which has done so well on sale with its very unique Voodoo engine with the flat plane crank, which gives it a very unusual sound. But this is a different variation of that same engine, and I believe it's codenamed the Predator, and it doesn't use that particular camshaft. Tell us a little bit about the nuts and bolts of this magnificent power plant.
Yeah, so you're right on with that. The engine itself, the cylinder block, is the same displacement. So we start fundamentally with the same bore and stroke from the GT350 engine. From there, it's modified basically from the bottom to the top. So obviously, starting at the top, massive supercharger capable of 12 PSI or 80 KPA, 125 bar cylinder pressures. That's where we get the massive power. Red line of this engine is 7,500 RPM. We dropped it down a little bit from the GT350, which was at 8,000 plus. And then as you work your way down the engine, a lot of structure updates for the forced induction engine. Cylinder head bolts are significantly longer. And then you work your way down to the bottom of the engine, and the oil pan is a structural oil pan that ties into the lower half of the powertrain. It also has dynamic baffles. This vehicle is capable of such significant G-forces that oil handling became challenged, so we had to add add the dynamic baffles into the oil pan. So yeah, top to bottom, it's new.
And this is my car. This is the ultimate Mustang, and it brings forth into the segment a first, and I'm very excited about the fact that this is going to offer a class first Tremec 7-speed dual clutch gearbox. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so this is from our perspective here, this is kind of one of the last secrets on this vehicle. We had shown a lot of the exterior styling. The engine was pretty well known, but the transmission and the dual clutch transmission is something that we sort of saved the best for last with this one. We're very proud of the transmission's capability. Super quick shifts, upshifts less than 100 milliseconds in duration. While in auto mode, shift schedule and the character of the transmission change significantly when you go from drive mode to drive mode. For example, when we're in our sport mode setting, is when you get the fastest possible shifts. We actually work towards cutting engine speed by about 1,300 RPMs per second. So that's really, really quick, and that's how we enable the upshifts as fast as they are. When you go into, say, a track mode, goal of the transmission is not to destabilize the vehicle, spin tires, anything like that. So we're looking for smooth shifts. And in drag mode, where we're laying down some really impressive quarter mile times, it's a power on shift, so you get your maximum accelerations. So we're really proud of what we are able to accomplish with the transmission, basically transforming the vehicle between drive modes for the specific function that we're trying to accomplish.
That's fantastic, Ed, and can't wait to check that out as well. And I think it's such a very important move for Ford and the Mustang to have that gearbox standard in the GT500. It's interesting when you look at the other players in the marketplace, and they're all wonderful cars. I love them all, but I've owned more Mustangs than any other vehicle actually in my life. So taking a look at the Shelby GT350 is kind of a track car. When you look at the folks from FCA with their Hellcat Red Eye, that's a straight in line car. And then you look at Al Oppenheiser and all of his various incarnations of track Camaros, and they are just that, track Camaros. They're not drag racers, but this one seems to be kind of forging between being both a drag vehicle as well as a track vehicle, which is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, we absolutely set out to make no compromises on this vehicle. I was asked a question before around what did you not want to do, and the answer was compromise. So the goal from the beginning is we know a GT500 has to be massive power, straight line performance, and we check that box with quarter miles less than 11 seconds. So we've done that. Now the trick was, let's make this track capable. Let's make it quicker on the track than even the GT350R. And we sat out to do that, and that was absolutely a challenge. That was everything from dealing with the increased power, which to get that to the ground, upgraded everything from carbon fiber drive shafts, all the way to the Michelin Cup 2 tires. The other challenge was when you're making that much power, you're making heat. We really had to cool this thing. And massive front end opening allows for more than 50% increased airflow. We got two engine coolant radiators, one engine oil radiator, trans oil, axle coolant. This thing will track all day long without any cooling issues. Then when you have that much power, you have to stop it. And that drove us to the most massive front rotors we've done on a car, and I think pretty much anybody's done on a car, with 420 millimeter two-piece rotors and six-piston Brembo brakes on the front to stop this thing just as quickly as it accelerates. And the goal there was, to be able to track it all day long with zero brake fade, and we've accomplished that.
Oh, that's fantastic. What gigantic brakes. And that's something that when you have a powerful engine like this, to have those such reliable brakes at your disposal and don't have to worry about them going away, that's a major accomplishment. We look at the attention to aerodynamics on this Shelby GT500. Certainly you guys spent a lot of time in the wind tunnel, and I understand there's a carbon fiber optional package which includes quite a rear wing diffuser. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so another trick to managing track performance is clearly the aerodynamics. Starting at the front of the vehicle, as I said, we're getting a lot more air through the front of the vehicle, but that has to go somewhere, or else you run into some lift issues. And that drove us to the hood, the relatively biggest hood that we've ever done on the front of the vehicle. That in part is to manage lift, but also to manage hood loads. Tremendous amount of force on the hood.
And we're a little short on time. Hold that thought. We'll keep you through
folks,
the top of the
this
hour.
Is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.